Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Rome, Italy. There is talk in the Catholic Church that the Pope may resign or be forced out. That's the headline. Mike Gendring comes to this broadcast table in a moment with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
What is the possibility he might resign? Is he looking towards a resignation, or is he looking like he's going to fight them all the way to the end on this issue?
Well, here's the interesting observation that I think a lot of people are now making. Of all the accusations that have come against the Pope, he has given no defense for any of the accusations. So he's been pretty quiet about his role in it, and I don't think that the conservative cardinals are going to let him get away with this. They're going to force the issue and either force him to resign or try to get him on heresy and prove that he's an invalid Pope.
How do they go about that? What's the mechanism? Are they able to just go to him with their opinion, or do they have a council meeting? How does it unfold?
Well, they've got the canon law. That's the governing platform of the Roman Catholic Church, and they've got canon lawyers that will obviously be on both sides of this issue. So it could be a very long and drawn-out legal battle if it gets to that. So I think the best thing for Pope Francis to do is acknowledge that he knew about the cover-ups and then resign on his own. I think that would be the best thing for the Catholic Church.
Now, you come out of the Catholic Church for many years before you got saved, became a born-again believer, and started reaching out to Catholics around the world with the truth of the gospel. In your opinion, and I know you're not a prophet nor the son of a prophet, we're not going to try to hold you to it, but do you think that this is the caliber of man who would resign instead of fighting it to the end?
I don't really know a whole lot about his history. I do know that he is a Jesuit, and the Jesuits have their own agenda. And so because of that strong agenda to eliminate any opposition to the Catholic Church, I believe that might keep him from resigning, because that would be going against, I think, the Jesuit agenda.
Mike Gendron with insight into whether the Pope should resign or will the Church force him out of the leadership of the Catholic Church. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. The present Pope, Pope Francis, says that he has authority that was given to him by the first Pope, the Apostle Peter. That is impossible because Peter never went to Rome, but instead he went to Babylon. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 13, and there he started a church from the Jewish community. The Roman Church of today is an apostate church that the Antichrist will rule over during the first half of the tribulation period. That's Revelation chapter 17. That prophetic scenario is about to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...